Hello, my friend. Welcome in. It is early, I know, but it's time for our prayer time get together. It's a Friday. You're listening to WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of WHCB's day. If you have church news for us or community news for us or any kind of news for us, send it to us by way of our internet site, our website. Go to whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and you can give us your information by email, and we are most grateful for it because that means we get to serve the public by putting the information out there. In any given year, we probably put out, 1,500, 2,000, maybe even more, messages of information about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your church. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, remember that name? The Prince of Preachers, the 1800s, holding forth in London. He was the top of the line for Baptist preachers in his day that stood for the truth and preached the truth. And there was a great falling away as he was preaching. He never fell from the truth, but stayed with it and stayed with the book. He had an article a long time ago, over 100 years ago, about 2 Samuel 7:25. And he expounded upon 2 Samuel 7:25. The exposition goes as follows. God's promises were never meant to be thrown aside as waste paper. He intended that they should be used. God's gold is not miser's money, but it's meant to be traded with. Nothing pleases our Lord better than to see his promises put in circulation. He loves to see his children bring them up to him and say, Lord, do as thou hast said. We glorify God when we plead his promises. Do you think that God will be any the poorer for giving you the riches he has promised? Do you dream that he will be any less holy for giving holiness to you? Do you imagine that God will be any the less pure for washing you from your sins? Of course not. That's rather silly if we would think such a thing. He has said, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. Faith lays hold upon the promise of pardon, and it does not delay, saying, this is a precious promise. I wonder if it's true. But faith goes straight to the throne with it and pleads, Lord, here is the promise. Do as thou hast said. Our Lord replies, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Now notice what is here. The promise is the Lord's. Do as you have said, Lord. And the Lord says, be it unto thee even as you want it to be. So when a Christian grasps a promise, if he doesn't take it to God, he dishonors God. But when he hastens to the throne of grace and cries out, Lord, I have nothing to recommend me but this, thou hast said it, then his desire shall be granted by the Lord God Almighty. Our heavenly banker delights to cash his own notes. Never let the promise rust. Draw the sword of promise out of its scabbard, and use it with holy violence. Think not that God will be troubled by your violence. Think not that God will be troubled by your importunately reminding him of his promises. God loves to hear the loud outcry of needy souls. It is his delight to bestow favors. He is more ready to hear than you are to ask. The sun is not weary of shining, nor the fountain of flowing. It is God's nature to keep his promises. Therefore, go at once to the throne with this petition, do as thou hast said. Do as thou hast said. What a wonderful truth. And we must lay hold upon it and use it so that we can achieve the things that God has for us to achieve. In the dark and turbulent times in which we live, God still is in the blessing business. And we need to look to Him for blessing of the ministry that He's called us to do. Here at the radio station, we have to look to Him to maintain us and to sustain us. And each of you, with family or individually, has to look to God Himself. You can look to no other, my friend. Trust in the Lord, always. Trust in the Lord in all things. Give Him your trust. Heavenly Father, we pray, thanking You for Your love, Your goodness, Your mercy, and Your grace. Thank You for loving us with a love that's everlasting and never failing. Thank You for keeping us in front of You at all times. Here we are, wrapped in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And we thank You for that very thing. Lord, we praise You for how that You have cared for us and how You are continuing to care for us. We are thankful for Your allowing us to serve You. And so, Lord, we think of the promises that You give us. Help us to claim them and to live them and to be blessed by them, because You've promised the blessing. And Lord, give us great possibilities, great dreams, great ideas that can be absolutely 100% used for You. And then, Father, not only give us the ideas, but then make them reality so that we can serve You as best we possibly can. Now, Lord, we ask for Your provision for the work of WHCB and the other works that are going on. We ask You to provide for our listeners, for our workers, for our volunteers. We thank You. We give You praise in thanksgiving and with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.